Oregon State Beavers.
Nope.
Colorado Buffs.
Nope.
Arizona Wildcats.
Nope.
Are you going to really make me go through the rest of the Pac-12?
You know who's in first place in the Pac-12 North?
Who?
Cal Bears.
Because there hasn't been a game played?
Yeah, and it's alphabetical.
Number 12 in the Pac-12. This would be the least hostile.
Okay.
Probably the place where people are studying molecular biology rather than taking in the game.
Are we talking about Stanford?
Yes. Wow. The farm.
It's a big campus. They have great athletic facilities, but to whoever wrote the article, it's not a tough, imposing place to play because their mascot is a tree.
And why is that thing so dingy? It looks like a fourth grader made that in like a science fair.
It looks like someone went to Home Goods in Pier 1 and got some paper mache.
Number 11. Something close to my heart.
Martin Stadium?
Yeah.
Wow, that's only 11?
11. Come on, Mr. Chambers. Mr. Chambers probably hasn't even been there. He hasn't been to the Palouse. He hasn't had to fly from wherever he's from into Spokane and then either fly to Seattle and then a Pullman. He hasn't experienced a game day on the Palouse. Keys are shaking, lightning, thunder, snow. Kids having to take a 2-hour bus ride, sleeping. Some get lost. Left at the terminal. It's a tough place to play. Have to hitchhike to the game. Have you been?
We haven't
been
yet.
It's one place you got to go. All right, number 10. Any guesses? Is this the right name? This seems like a horrible name.
What is it?
It's kind of recluse. It's in the Bay.
Cal?
Yeah, number 10.
Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, what? Is that just the overarching? I mean, some of these, it's weird how you, like Martin Stadium, that's a big donor, right? Cal Memorial, is it just for generic use or is it solely the home of the Cal Bears?
Solely the home of the Cal Bears.
I was talking to someone who said, when they recruit, if a recruit had been to Autzen, they just canceled the trip because the idea would be that they're like, oh, we're going to Cal. You know, it's going to be right in downtown San Fran. It's going to be amazing. And then they get out to Berkeley and it's wah, wah.
Is that Cal? True?
I've never been.
We should go. It's got a great vibe. The stadium's awesome because it overlooks and you can see like the bay and the weather's always nice. The people are great. They've got pre-game concerts. They've got the tailgate town. They've got beer gardens, bounce houses for kids. It's a party in Cal.
I will debate this. The weather is not always nice. And I say that because two of our listeners, and actually two people that have been on this podcast, went and witnessed Cal beat WSU. And I think WSU was ranked in the top 15, maybe the top 10.
Yeah.
And there was an air warning, like an air quality warning.
Oh, that was after the fires.
Yeah.
Well, you can't control that, but
right.
9 times out of 10, the weather's nice.
All right, next one, number 9. This is an oddity to me. And maybe it's just because it's so big, it's difficult to fill. And it's a multi-use field. So it's not, you know, you don't have your home field, quote unquote, home field advantage necessarily. You know, you don't have your logos up all throughout the stadium. You know, it's, and I, you know, I think the downfall of this is there's probably just too many seats to effectively fill it for a game.
Are you talking about the Rose Bowl?
Yep. We're doing well this morning.
I know, we are.
So what do you think? Chip Kelly and the Rose Bowl. That doesn't intimidate me.
It doesn't.
Going to the Rose Bowl.
The Rose Bowl is good and bad. Like, the venue is unbelievable. Pasadena is beautiful. The tailgates are awesome because there's so much space. There's flip cup. There's beer pong. There's cornhole. But it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And you're not going in and out of bars. And the students have to bus there. People have to go to the east side of LA. And people just want to hang out at the beach.
I already don't want to go.
Have you been to Pasadena?
I think I have, way back in the day.
It actually is a great place to watch a game.
Actually, I think this is when my parents would leave me behind with my grandparents and they'd go down and party.
But here's the thing with both LA schools. I feel like everyone goes because they just want to go to LA and hang out in Venice or Santa Monica afterwards.
Right.
And some people make it to the game and some people don't.
Probably a fair assessment. So you might sell out, but you might find that half the crowd's now paddleboarding out
in the Pacific.
Exactly. All right, next one. This is the name. It comes from a soft goods company, or I guess food company, would be the best way to put it. Their tortillas are great. Their salsas are great. You hear a object that would be good at cutting down trees quite frequently throughout the game.
I think some of these stadiums have changed names since this article.
No, it hasn't. It really hasn't.
Is this Ohio State?
No. We're talking Pac-12.
I'm sorry. Is it Oregon State?
Yes.
What's the name? Isn't it Rester State?
Reser. Yeah.
They serve quesadillas?
Yes, absolutely. I think they have taquitos as well.
Oh, I need to get up to Corvallis.
Exactly. Vroom, vroom. I've been. This is one stadium I have been to.
Going again. You're going this year.
I am. Friday night game against UW. Wow. I'm calling too many UW games.
I was just going to call you out. There's two UW games you're going to this year.
This is bad. I think McGarvey's going to join me. Terrell's going to join me. I believe, so it's got UW playing OSU, and then the day after OSU plays Iowa State in basketball.
Wow.
So, but Reser is, go ahead.
I don't know much about Corvallis, but I do know you need to go to the Peacock, top of the cock, before and after the game for your White Claws and your cheering and your 15 Bud Lights.
Bucket service?
Buckets.
So Reser is, we drove down one year in college, and
how far is that drive?
It's a good tailgate. It was like 6 hours. Okay. So I mean, like a case of beer back in the day. So you get there and there's a good tailgate outside, and we had seats right in like the student end zone area. One of my buddies went to Jesuit, which is a big school in Portland, and had some buddies that went to OSU. Mm-hmm. But I think the Cougs went up something like 34-14. I'm like, game over. We're going to go drink out in the parking lot. You know, come back in the fourth quarter. All of a sudden you hear this. Vroom, vroom. We're like, wow, what is that? And our buddies that are from Oregon State, they're like, well, good things are happening. All of a sudden you hear another one. Vroom, vroom, vroom. We're like, wow, it's kind of like lightning.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, wow, that's a little too close. So as the chainsaws, the vroom, vroom, vroom got more and more, we're like, this isn't good.
No.
Right? We didn't really, the unknown is, you know, you can hear a faint like cheer if the Cougs are, you know, doing well. But we probably heard five or six of these throughout
the
course.
That's a lot of turnovers.
But you really didn't know. I didn't know what you'd do the vroom, vroom, vroom for, right? Was it a first down? Was it a turnover on downs? Was it a, you know, big play? We walk back in, it's like 34-31.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you are, I mean, that's probably some good understanding. If you do go out and drink at halftime and you're up, just make sure you, if you hear any more than two vroom vroom vrooms, you better get back in the stadium. It's a close game.
My buddy Cameron also told me there's a new terrace section where you can drink regional beers. So now you don't have to leave the stadium to hear the vroom vroom vroom.
You just have to pay $14 for one.
You have a nice craft beer.
Oh, they love their craft beers in Oregon. All right, next one. We've been to this. We've been to the stadium.
Remember when? Last year, September, Khalil Tate for Heisman, JT Daniels, up and coming, this big matchup, USC versus U of A, and it was blowout city.
Oof, that was ugly. When did we leave?
We left at halftime because USC is up 24-0, and we went to your bar, Gentle Ben's on University.
We did. I didn't think there was anything special about stadium.
No, I think. Remember we got iced?
We did get iced on the way to the game. Another video I've seen is some kid was able to just, remember the fence? It was like a chain link fence up to my waist.
Yeah.
It separated the track from the stands.
Yeah.
I saw a video where some kid just jumped over it, got on the bike and started riding it. No one paid any mind. No attention.
No attention.
It's like I don't even know. They cared more about just saying they went to the game rather than actually being at the game.
Yeah.
You see him at the bar. Do you go to him? Yeah. For how long? Between the fourth and sixth minute and the second quarter and left.
But similar to your Washington State, Oregon, as soon as we went to the bar, Gentle Ben's, U of A started putting up numbers. They started to come back and they made it a game. Then they only lost 24-20.
I mean, I wasn't too disappointed that we weren't there to see that.
I wasn't either. But you know what I found out? I was saying Tucson after dark. It's actually Pac-12 after dark. There's a hashtag.
And that's because all our games are played while the East Coast is sleeping.
And that's why no one watches the Pac-12 network, because our games are on too late.
9 a.m. games. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I would be in for a 9 a.m. game. You know why? You could go, enjoy yourself, come home, take a nap. It's 2 days. It's like a 3-day weekend every weekend during Pac-12 football.
I love that. Let's call the commissioner.
Larry Scott, if you're listening, make the move. Every game, 9 a.m. Number six. Named after a gentleman with a hyphenated name. Maybe it's two people. Maybe it's one. Maybe it's a woman who decided to keep her maiden name in the marriage. Rice Eccles.
Utah. That is a tough place to play.
I feel like towards the end of the season, they bring everyone in on a Friday to play them. Yeah. I feel like it's a Friday night game.
It's always. That's when the big upsets are in the Pac-12. They're always in Utah and they're Friday night games.
Exactly. And it's a low-scoring affair. It's cold as all get out. Mm-hmm. Like you have teams from – you know what's funny is I don't think Arizona – I don't think Arizona or Arizona State has won a game in Martin Stadium in a long time. I might be wrong there, but like the idea of taking a SoCal team and bringing them to Utah, like you're – in no area south of the Bay, even the Bay for that matter – are you going to find temperatures below like 50 degrees?
Yeah.
During the winter. And then you bring them to Utah where it's 20. They can't feel their hands.
No chance.
No chance. I would call that climate. I don't know. What do you? Climate control. Sure. All right. Number five. Dun, 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 dun.
That's right. Go Trojans.
Opened in 1923, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum with a capacity of just over 93,000. That is big.
That's where you're wrong, my friend. There was a $315 million renovation this offseason. The capacity went from 93,000 to 77,000. What? It is now United Airlines Memorial Stadium. Get up and use your advantage points.
Way to sell out.
Yeah. So it was time for a change. I think it's been 20 years since they did anything significant. So they replaced every seat. They have new suites. They upgraded the Wi-Fi. They have 650 video stations. And it's looking good, but they sold out to United Airlines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is the band director still the same guy?
Same guy. Same Jeez. Guy.
All right. I've been, again, to your point about the LA, it was gorgeous. Yeah. Warm, beer pong going on, people having a good time. I guess it's more of a town feel too, like LA. It's so, you know, dense, so many people in LA that packing that stadium isn't tough. Yeah. But if your product isn't good, similar to the Lakers or Clippers, again, it's just going to be people go because they want to go. They're probably not there to see the game, but just enjoy themselves. Maybe. Mm-hmm. United Airlines?
Yeah. Wow. We got to get to a game.
All right. Number four. This is the elevation is high here.
Colorado.
Boom. Can you tell me the name of the field?
I know it, but I can't think of it right now.
Folsom Field.
I feel like that's what I would say in third grade when the teacher used to call on me. I know the answer. I just can't think of it. Folsom Field.
What? Name me the mascot.
It's a buffalo, isn't it?
It's a buffalo. What's the name of the mascot?
Benny the Buffalo.
No. Close. You had the last part correct.
I don't know.
Ralphie.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
So you get the guys leading Ralphie out. The air is thin. You know, players have a tough time with the oxygen.
The air could be a little thick. Depends what else you're doing in Colorado.
It is awfully cloudy out here. Are we going to get to Folsom? How far is the drive from Denver to Boulder?
Depending on the traffic, it could be an hour to like an hour and 15.
I mean,
we'll time it right. We'll be all right.
Let's see. Capacity is 53,000. What do you have? Just real quickly. How big is too big when it comes to stadiums? At what point do you lose kind of the intimacy of actually being at a game?
That's the problem with the Rose Bowl. It's 90,000, and that was the problem with the Coliseum. It was 93,000. USC trimmed it, but it's still 70. I know you're going to get into some of these stadiums later, but I think 40 to 45,000 is perfect for Coliseum.
And you say that because?
Because Oregon's awesome. Right? Like,
think of that.
It's so
I say it because, one, I, as a player, if I'm out there, I don't want to look up and see empty seats. I want to see the place packed. I want people, like the fans on top of the field, damn near. And I don't.
Yeah. I want people fighting to get tickets, spending the night, sleeping outside.
You don't get that when there's 92,000. Oh, we can go. We'll get in. No problem.
Yeah.
No issues.
Yeah. You can just show up to the tailgate and buy tickets.
Exactly. It might be counterfeit, but hey. All right. Number three. This is surprising to me.
It's got to be Arizona State.
It is. Sun Devil Stadium. Big Herm.
Wow.
Capacity 71,000.
Yeah.
It got some renovations recently from what I understand, but the inverse to Utah, where it's cold, you know, come, you know, October, November, December, Sun Devil Stadium is open. Yeah. It is hot. You are like carved. It's carved like out of like carved into rocks down here.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I think it's number three is have you ever met anyone from Arizona State or partied with them? They are crazy. Right? And you get all these crazy Phoenix, Tempe students, and they just go and yell and scream, and it's a wild environment.
I mean, I think it's the largest, if not one of the largest universities, by the way, of population. It's not the right word. Help me out here. enrollment, students on campus. There's like 33,000. That's bigger than all of Pullman combined with the actual people. You get everyone, like you said, everyone there crushing White Claws and Fireball shots at, you know, noon. You're going to be nuts come game time.
Yeah. You're on Tempe. You're out at Casa El Jefe. You go to Bottle Blondes. You go to Maya Day Club. And then you just explode at the game.
I mean, I've been to a few games there. Again, it's all about winning, right? If you're winning, the place is packed. People are sticking around. It's a little cyclical.
And you have Sparky the Sun Devil. He's a little hype man. Forks up. Pitchfork him.
Place does get a little nuts. All right, number two. Not far from me. We're going to be there in less than a month. Husky Stadium.
UW. Husky Stadium. Boat
so
gate.
They renovated this probably after this article came out, but it is, I mean, it looks like an NFL stadium in my opinion. Huge reader boards. It's super nice. Obviously you can boat up to it. It is loud as well. I will say that. Like if you're outside, you can hear it for a good mile, if not more. And the back to the thing, it's in my opinion, a little too big, but that's just because I think they have probably close to 35 to maybe even 40,000 feet in these like big overhangs over the field, and people are just on top of it.
But I always hear these stories like, I got UW tickets, it's passed on from my grandparents.
It is.
And like, is it that hard?
I don't think it's that hard, especially after when they went through like the 0-12 spell with Willingham and that crew.
Yeah,
but what I will say is it's the tailgates. It's a tradition, right? Seattle, pretty populous. You know, you have a ton of alumni in the area. They've been doing the same thing, bringing their motorhomes to the same spot, doing the same thing every Saturday for a home game. And so you don't see a lot of – and people enjoy that probably more than the game in some sense. So it's probably – to your question, like, is it that hard? I wouldn't say it's that hard, but it's not easy to get good tickets.
Got it.
130 decibels, Nebraska. It says click here to see what this game's like. All right, number one.
Go Ducks. Oxon Stadium.
I haven't been.
We got to get to Oxon Stadium.
54,000. Sunken field. Loud as all could be.
When we go, I'm wearing nothing but Reebok.
I'll wear Adidas, Fila, Puma. Just thoroughly confuse them. You got the Duck doing push-ups after scores. I mean, that's the only thing in Eugene. I mean, similar to WSU, right? I don't know why they're not higher, but I mean, the Ducks have been good as of late. And Oregon fans are crazy. And they are very, very, very adamant about just being loud.
Yeah. And they come from all over. Don't they drive in from Portland? Some people come in from Seattle, Spokane. Everyone loves the Ducks.
I don't know why.
They got great uniforms. The Nike gear that you would want in the world, and they wear it once and get rid of it.
All right, here's a question. Where of stadiums you've been to, where would you not want to go? Someone said, we got to go play there. Let's call it an FCS.
Wow. I mean, it's got to be Stanford.
Where you don't want to go?
To watch
a game? I know, I'm saying where you don't want to go play a game. So the inverse of what you're thinking.
Oh, I would say it would have to be Utah or Oregon.
I'm giving you every other conference as well.
Wow, we're going out of our jurisdiction. Maybe, where are they crazy? Somewhere in the South. Ole Miss.
What? That's where you want to go watch it as a fan.
Yeah.
I would say probably somewhere like Florida.
Really?
Yeah, Gainesville? They're just nuts. Like just hopped up on rum and gosh knows what else.
What about the Rutgers when we would go and they just play like Jersey Shore music?
You know what's funny about that trip is they had, who was that? Me, you, TJ? Pork?
Pork.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Smuggling booze into the stands. You know what's funny is they had pull-up stations throughout the stadium, like six of them. Guys were just there doing pull-ups. Shirts off.
Yeah, gotta get ready for the shore.
Get ready for Point Pleasant. Well, that was good. All right, so if you had to reorder this, if you had your own top 12, give it to me.
Let's go top five. So I go Oregon, Utah, Washington, USC, and then for you, I go State and my Cougs.
I'm probably going Rice-Eccles number one. Okay. Just due to the climate, like those fans are probably nuts as well. Salt Lake City, you only have the Jazz, right? So they're full turnout. They have no pro team. Number two, I'll give it to Autzen. Same kind of thing. They don't have any pro team in or around that premise. So everyone's coming out for the football game. Huge alumni. I'll give UW number three. I'd go Martin Stadium number four, just due to location. Travel wise, the Arizona teams, all those teams coming up, they generally don't fare well in Martin Stadium. We have over the last 5 years, I think we've only lost maybe 3, 4, 5 games at home. So, Mr. Chambers, if you're rewriting this. And then number five, I'll give that to the Sun Devil Stadium. I just think it's hot. No one wants to go there. Just sweating your arse off. So, all right, let's wrap this up. WST podcast. Kay wins. Mike is now dead. So I'll close this out. Pac-12 season coming up. We're going to have game day for you every Saturday morning. We're going to break down each game in the Pac-12. We'll do pick-ems. We'll have a guest picker. We'll have someone come on from a showcase game where they'll tell you what to do before each game. It's going to be a good time. We got to find someone. I don't know if we have anyone that went to Utah. We'll track someone down. If you are that person, reach out to us. You want to give us the lowdown on how to party before Rice-Eccles. Everything goes down at Rice-Eccles. Maybe you're not partying. Maybe you're on the slopes. But we'll have that Pac-12 preview for you every Saturday morning coming up. Probably kicking off next week. Hope you all enjoyed this toughest places to play. Hometown cooking. Big Ben, K-Win, WSD podcast. Boom.